Hurricane, now Tropical Storm Harvey, has caused nearly 100 oil and gas production platforms in the Gulf of Mexico to temporarily shut down. Since the storm came ashore last Friday, oil production in the region has dropped by more than 300,000 barrels per day. That's according to data from the Bureau of Safety and Environmental Enforcement. But that drop in production doesn't necessarily translate to a higher demand for Alaska's oil. Dan Stickel is the chief economist for Alaska's Department of Revenue. He says the global oil market is oversupplied.
There's a lot of ability for the market to absorb a temporary shut-in of some production here or there.
And Alaska's oil doesn't compete with Gulf Coast oil. Stickel says they're essentially in two different markets. Stickel says as long as production isn't stalled long-term from the hurricane, it's not likely that oil prices are going to jump up significantly. Alaskans aren't likely to see an increase in the price of gasoline at the pump either. Goldman Sachs estimates that the hurricane has taken about 3 million barrels a day out of the nation's refining capacity offline. But Stickel says Alaska gets most of its gas from West Coast refineries. If Gulf Coast refineries stay offline for an extended period of time, gas prices in Alaska could be affected. When Hurricane Katrina hit New Orleans in 2005, prices at the pump spiked all over Alaska.
We're not really expecting that type of impact from this particular hurricane.
That storm left crucial oil pipelines and refineries in the Gulf Coast region unable to operate for weeks.